This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know, sometimes the dateline on a story tells you all you need to know. Research in Motion, a.k.a. BlackBerry, had its annual meeting today in Waterloo. Waterloo, Ontario, as it happens. But obscure references to the Napoleonic Wars aside, the meeting was not the happiest of events for the deeply troubled company. Customers are defecting en masse to iPhones and Androids. The share price is rapidly trending towards zero. Topping it all off, BlackBerry's survival strategy. A new device called the BlackBerry 10 is now months behind schedule. It is not, on the face of it, a whole lot of upside there, it seems. But as Marketplace's Sally Herships reports, the company somehow seems to have gotten quite a different message.
You know what's better than the Christmas rush? Avoiding it. That way, your product will have a lot less competition. That's one reason RIM says it's okay its BlackBerry 10 is late. It'll be better this way.
Well, maybe it will be, but that wasn't their plan.
Jeff Kagan is a tech analyst in Atlanta. He says the company is doing better outside the U.S., but here, RIM is backed into a corner with a late phone as its last resort.
If it wasn't for the business customers, RIM would be going down a lot further, a lot faster.
Kagan says companies which have invested in thousands of BlackBerries will take time before switching. Some diehard users are also hanging on. Kevin Michaluk is editor of crackberry.com, a site for all things BlackBerry.
I'm calling you live on location from Waterloo, Ontario, the hometown and birthplace of Research in Motion, makers of BlackBerry.
And what are you calling me on?
I'm calling you on a BlackBerry torch.
Michaluk says today's annual meeting could have been worse. There were calls to shake up the board, but no mention of breaking up the company. Rita McGrath teaches business strategy at Columbia. She also has a BlackBerry, but called me from her iPhone, which we agreed was symbolic of one of BlackBerry's biggest problems.
I don't know if you use BlackBerry, but if you try to do anything other than text message, it's just not that great an experience.
McGrath says more companies are bailing on BlackBerry in favor of iPhones and Android phones. And Jeff Kagan says, in addition to its technology, BlackBerry needs a PR makeover to get rid of its reputation as a has-been. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.